It's 3:36 here at WCHL, and going on right now is our Healthiest You Challenge annual tradition here at WCHL. We're in week three of the Healthiest You Challenge. Bunch of teams competing to see which teams can lose the most weight, which teams can become the fittest. Each team has its own coaches, and joining us now by telephone is Matt Bonds, assistant coach of the Massage Envy Eastgate team, very knowledgeable and personable front desk staff member at the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited.
So you've been coaching this team for a couple of weeks now. How is the team doing? How excited are you about their progress?
I'm super excited. I'm really surprised at how well everyone's doing. We have two people that are almost up to or actually lost 10 pounds. And we meet every week, and it's been we've been doing a group exercise class together, and everyone's really motivated. Just about everyone's been participating, so it's been a really great experience for me, and great to kind of see everyone grow and kind of get into some healthy lifestyle and to get some healthy habits.
Now, one of the really cool things about the Healthiest You Challenge every year is all of the exciting and different activities that the coaches have the players and the participants take part in. What was the first task you set for your participants, your team members, and what interesting things have you had them doing?
Well, we've been meeting every Wednesday. My actually head coach is Tanya Bauer. She's a group exercise instructor here at UNC, and she's awesome. So she's been leading a class every Wednesday night. And we've been wanting to do some outdoor stuff, but the weather just hasn't been permitting. During the month of March, UNC Wellness Centers is sponsoring a clean eating challenge, so 31 days of clean eating, and we've been encouraging our team members to participate in that as well.
So it is a competition with it's an individual competition, a team competition. Do you and your team have any special strategies that you're going to pull out to win?
Well, I'm not going to get into anything too crazy. We're not going to sweat it out. We do have a sauna here at the Wellness Center, but we're not going to get into anything like that. I told them the key is to eat healthy, is to really kind of change your diet. That's the biggest thing you can do in these 6 weeks, is to kind of drink a lot of water, try and stay away from the processed foods. And if you do that, you're going to see a big change, not past those 6 weeks. So it's going to be a lifelong thing.
Those really are the two points that we've been talking with a couple of different coaches each week here on the afternoon news, and those are sort of the recurring themes that everyone keeps saying. It's about, first of all, it's about really using the 6 weeks to develop healthy habits, healthy living habits, exercise habits that they can then carry forward in weeks and months and years beyond that. But also, more than the exercise, it's really about eating healthy and developing healthy lifestyles over and above carving time out during the day to do exercise. It's really kind of a 24-hour thing of just reorienting your life a little bit to be healthier all the time, as opposed to those 30, 45 minutes that you carve out during the day to go to the gym.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. I think this whole healthy lifestyle thing is probably about 70% what you eat, your diet, and about 30% your actual exercise. So I mean, you exercise for what, an hour a day? The whole 23 other hours is you got time to mess that up. So,
and I hope you're not talking to me specifically, because I'm really putting all my eggs in the healthy lifestyle basket.
Right.
So with that in mind, what's the biggest achievement? What's the biggest lesson you want your teammates, all of the challengers, and people out there listening to take away from this event? Because everyone's trying to get healthy.
Well, I really want them to take away. You get one chance at this. You know, you get one body, and you want to be proud of it. You want to be you know, summer's coming up. You want to be confident in it. And that's something that kind of, for me personally, that's my motivation for when I go work out. And I kind of want to instill that in other people. You know, summer's coming up. You want to be confident. Let's work on doing that. We still have a few months here, so let's look good, you know.
And with summer coming up, and we're speaking with Matt Bonds, by the way, at the UNC Wellness Center, assistant coach of the Massage Envy Eastgate team for the Healthiest You Challenge this year. With summer coming up, everyone's wanting to look their best. What specific tips do you have out there for people looking to get healthier, to get more fit, to look better for summer?
Well, you know, I love the group exercises classes we have here at the UNC Wellness Center. It's great. I've been trying to get into some more myself. Luckily, my head coach, Tanya, she's a group exercise instructor, so she knows all the good classes. We've got yoga classes just about every night. Cycling classes are super popular. And I'm telling you, I didn't think I could cycle and sweat as much as I did in those cycling classes for an hour, and it's really is a great workout, and you stay motivated there. So.
All right. Well, best of luck to you and your team, and thank you so much for being a part of this competition. I know it's a lot of fun for everyone. Matt Bonds, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us and for sponsoring us. We appreciate it.